Viter in Shasmer of Messiah of Sadi Vav picking up on Sadi him a base by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up. Abaye Savar. Continuing on with the discussion yesterday about two different ways to understand with the Brisa and two different opinions within this Brisa about if the owner is there at the time that the borrower takes the animal, if you borrowed him at the same time or not. Abaye Savar the Kerb Yoshia, Matarit Sakori Kerb Yoshia, Abaye Hotzakim, and Matarit Sapasakim. And Rava Savar the Kerbi Yonasan, and Matarit Sakori Kerb Yonasan. Abaye Savar the Kerb Yoshia, Matarit Sakori Kerb Yoshia, Ba'olav Ein Imo, Shalem Yishalem. The Pasuk says that if the owner is not with him, then he shall surely pay. Taima the less of a devour. That's only because he's not your chayiv. The bar's chayiv is going to be chayiv. It's because the owner is not with him at both times. The ha'isa b'chada v'lesa b'chada, which the mashmor says that if the owner was with the borrower at one of the times and not with the other one, then pater is going to be pater. V'haksiv in balav imo lo yishalim, and it says when the owner is with him, he doesn't pay. Taima the isa b'devayu. The reason is going to be pater. Barsky Potter from paying over here is because the owner was with him at both times. If you're with him with one and not with him another, then Mechayev would be Chayev. Lo Mechayev, I'm going to tell you that Haya Imo B'Shash She'ela, if the owner was with the borrower at the time that he did the borrowing, Eno Tzarech Lio Simo B'Shash Shavura Amisa, it doesn't be during the time he breaks his leg or the dies animal. Haya Imo B'Shash Shavura Amisa, but if he was with him at the time that that happened, Tzarech Lio Simo B'Shash She'ela, then he has to be with him at the time of the borrowing also in order to actually be Putter. Beep, turn the page, Hadivav. Rav Tzav L'Kerb Yochanan, or Tzav L'Kerb Yochanan, D'Tanya, we learned in a Braisu. But the Tivus the Tanya Nimchak. Okay, the Bach takes it through the Tanya. In Baal of Imo Lo Yishalim, if the owner's with him, he will not pay, he shouldn't pay. Mashma the Isa B'Devayu. That's being mashma that the owner is, that when the owner is with the borrower at both times, then the borrower is going to be putter from having to pay. Mashma Nami the Chiisa B'Chad of Alas B'Chad, if he's with him one and not with him the other, then putter, he's going to be putter. Uksiv ba'alav eini moshal mishalem. Aye, but then it says, if the owner's not with him, he's going to pay. Mashma the lesser patavayu. That pasuk is being mashma that when the owner is not with the borrower at both times, then the borrower's going to have to pay. Mashma nami dechiisa b'chada b'lesa b'chada chayev. Also mashma the owner, that when the owner is with him at one of the two times and not with him at the other, then chayev is going to be chayev. Lo milcha, it's coming to tell you, because obviously, it seems to be the mashmos here contradicting each other. It's coming to tell you that Hayyimah B'Shas Sheila, if he was with you during the time that actually you borrowed, Ein Tzarech Lio Simo B'Shas Shavur Mesa, doesn't have to be with you at the time that is Shavur Mesa for the borrower to be putter. So if he was with him when the cow was lent to him, Haya, Imo B'Shas Shavur Mesa, if he was with him at the time of Shavur Mesa, Tzarech Lio Simo B'Shas Sheila, he has to be with him B'Shas Sheila also in order for him to be Potter, says the Gemara, Eifachana. I could flip what we just saw over here and say that the owner has to go and serve, that the owner has to serve the borrower only at the time of the bad thing happened, Shavur Mesa, in order to be Potter. Says the Gemara, Mistaba Sheila Adifa. Now, it makes sense to say that from the time of the borrowing is more, makes sense to say that's going to be Potter. Because that's when the borrower brings the animal to his rishus. That's something which is going to be more adif in order to make it pater. Because as Rashi says, al osa shah, that time is chayfu, is when he is chayef. As Gemara Ilo Sheila, if not for the assumption of achrayus that happens at the time of the borrowing, Shvur Mesa Mayavid. Then what is a broken leg or dying make a difference? As Gemara Ilav Shvur Mesa, then Sheila Mayavid. What are we assuming the achrayus in the time of borrowing? What does that even matter? Afilo achi she'ela difa. No, even so, borrowing is more of a reason to say that you're going to be pater. Mishum I'm sorry. Shekain chayev b'mizemaseah, because a shomer is chayev for the animal to go ahead and to feed it. You got to feed that animal through borrowing. Ravashi amarka. We have an actual pasuk. You don't have to go with the mistabrishtikel over here to figure out that the time of the borrowing is going to be the deciding factor here. He says we have a pasuk. It says, for lo re'eyo imo. And it doesn't say his friend, the owner, is not with him. Right? Velo re'eyo imo. It says, v'chi yishal ish me'im re'eyo. Velo re'eyo imo. Shalem shalem. Then it says, you shall pay. Ha re'eyo imo. Pater. That means his friend's with him. Then he's going to be pater. He's not going to have to pay. So it says, straight up, at the time of borrowing. So the pasuk itself is going to teach that the Torah applies at the time of borrowing. Ihach, is this one, if that's really true, that this Ptor and the time I learned out from Meim Re'eyu is has to pay, then Ba'alav Einimo, Ve'im Ba'alav Imo Lamali. Why does the Pasuk have to go to say two Psukim, which come up that if the owner is not with him and if its owner is with him, why do you need that? This is Gemara, Ilav Hanach, if you didn't have those things over there, then have amina hay orchi dekrohu. I would say that's the normal way of the pasuk to go to speak, and therefore it wouldn't be teaching us anything. So that's where I have to write those out. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama comes and asks a question. Sha'ala l'rava. Let's say you go and you borrow the animal in order l'rava. You want to do revia with it. Rashi says, hu atzmo, he himself wants to be involved with this inappropriate activity with the cow. Ma, what's going to be done over there? In other words, let's say you have some sort of onus over there. It breaks its leg or it dies. How do we look at him like? Do we look at him like a shomer sachar? And therefore, he's only to be chayev for geneva and aveda? Right, obviously, he's going to be something over here. Question is, what if that's what he's borrowing him for? K'dishayle in sheba inan. Do we say in order to be over a onus, it has to be something which people normally do? And people don't borrow the animal in order to sodomize it. Odelmer, maybe time of my, what's the reason that the Torah is going to be mechayev a borrow even for things that are own sin? Mishumanah, because the fact is getting enough from it. V'hai nami, ha'islayanai is enough from it. Okay, next question. Shalali rose ba ma'a. Well, so you go ahead and you borrow an animal in order that you should look good because of it. Rashi says, "Nira asher chashuv v'loyim shechubali, but batim yedeyim imenu lakifu ba'mono ba'shray." Right. The only reason why he's doing it is because he wants people to think that this is a chashuv, a person over here. Right. Someone's giving to him. It's a chashuv. Must be he himself is a really good guy, and then they're going to trust him, and they're going to lend him things, bashrai, credit. What are the two tzadim over here? So like we said, sha'ala l'reos ba'amau, I just did so people to think I look like I'm rich. What's the din? Mamona b'in v'yika, is it that we say that it needs to be, that has to be that the borrow thing is something which is valuable, and that is the case here. Odelma, right b'in v'yika, Odelma, maybe mamona de islay hana amin ebin, and that's something you're going to get hana from in v'leka. You're not getting really any hanov here, and so therefore not. Next question. What happens if a person, you want to go, you borrowed it in order to go and do something which is less than a shavar pruta worth of value? Ma, what's going to be the din? Would I be chayavel before something which is ones, like in Eva Veda? Mamonu bina va'ika, and these have value, and there is value over here, or something is loklumi. Anything was less than pruta is not considered anything. For example, can be chayv. What about shol shtei prutas lasus ben pruta? Right. And if let's say you worked the previous question out, it comes out to say that using less than a shol pruta is considered nothing, and it's like it's not even borrowed. Then what about if you borrowed two cows and to do with them an amount of a pruta's worth of work? Ma, what's it then? Mi azlin and zil, mi armin and zil, baser shol and mashil. Do we say that we go after the borrower and the lender, v'ika, and therefore now we value if we put them together? Odel mazil baser paros, to go according to the cow, meaning Here we go. Going to kav v'chochad v'chad lekem amano. In each one of them, there is not enough. Okay. What about a shaul mishutfen? Let's say I borrowed a cow from Shutfen, partners. Two guys own a cow, Reuven and Shimon. They own this cow and I borrowed from them. V'nishal lo echamem. But only one of them lent it out for me. Ma, what's going to be the din now? Is this borrow, meaning myself? Am I going to be putter from paying the chetzi of the damage that comes to the partner who gave it to me? Pardon. Let's try that again. And I also borrowed one of the actual one of them. Ma, what's going to be the din? Am I going to be putter from paying half share of the stuff that comes to the partner who actually worked for me? Kulo ba'alav ba'inan. On the one hand, do we say that the p'tor is it has to be the owners of the animal in order for it to be that it's mine at the time? V'halak, I don't have it here. Only have one of you. Odilma, maybe say mehahu palga diday miyamifter. From that half, I'm still going to be putter. Next question. Shutfen shishalot. You have partners. And they, now Reuven and Shimon, borrowed a cow from me, from an individual. And they have land, Rashi points out, that they want to go and they want to plow their land that they both own. V'nishal echemem. And not only that, but one of you guys, Reuven and Shimon, ended up renting me also. Right, so now I'm working for one of the two partners. Ma, what's going to be done now? Is the partner who acquired me, working for them, potter from paying his half, cool shol ba'inan, but leka, do you need all of it and you don't have it? Oh, Dilmar, maybe by he palaga the shalom yos bifter. Shalom, Aisha, another question. What happens if you borrowed a cow from a woman? And we're talking about here, it's the nichse melug. Rashi says, parshal nichse melug, the pluck and property. V'nishal baila, and not only the cow, but also the husband, Isha Shashala, or let's say a woman borrowed a cow in order to plow her Nechsei Maluk field, Vinisha Labal, and also the cow's owner were lent to the husband, Vinisha Labal, yeah, Mao, right? Just meaning the owner was rented by the husband to do work that had nothing to do with that field. Mao, what's going to be then? Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Guftami. Do we say that owning the fruits is considered like you own the actual property itself or not? Okay, another question. Amalei Rav leRavashi, Ha'omel leShluchov. Someone says to a shliach, say v'hishol li Imparesi, go and be borrowed for me along with my cow. What's going to be the din? Ba'il of Mamish Minin, you have to be the actual owner. But like you don't have it here, it's a shliach of Dilma, shluch shalom kamoso, can you have it? Amalei, Rav Achabrid, Rav Avyal, Rav Ashi, Ba'al plukta, Rav Yochanan, Vereshlakish. The case of the husband and his wife's Nechsei Maluk property, that's a machlokas of Yochanan Vereshlakish. Shliach plukta Rav Yochanan Rav Yosha, that's a machlokas between Rav Yosha and Rav Yonasan. Yeah, Rav Yonasan and Rav Yosha. Baal plukta Rav Yochanan Vereshlakish, the 8th mark, as it says, Hamocher Sadeh lechaver b'peros. Let's say somebody sells his field to his friend for the peros, right? He's selling the rights of the field for a certain amount of years, then Rav Yochanan says that, yeah, Rav Yochanan Omer, mevi vikore. The one who bought it can bring bikurim, and he can also say the psukim that go along with bikurim. Rav Shakish Omer, mevi vikore, brings it, doesn't say it. Rav Yochanan Omer, mevi vikore, why? Because Kenyan Paris can use a guftami. Rav Shakish Omer, mevi vikore, because Kenyan Paris laugh, can use a guftami. Shaliach plucked the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yosha. But the Rav to Shaliach is machlok between these two. The time was in a brisa. Ha'omila apatrapas. So someone says to his manager, yeah, he says, this guy's, Rashi points out, he's on his way to go. Ha'yaholich la Medina tayam, umina apatrapas al nechasav lozun ishtobarav. He's going overseas And he hires someone to take care of his family while he's gone. This is a Gemara we saw a few times. Nedarim, Nazir. Kol Nedarim. Shatei Ishton Nederes. All the vows that my wife will make. Mikan Ad She'ava Mimakom Ploni. From now until I return from this place. Hafirla. Right? It should be made for revoke it for her. V'hifirla. And then he does that. Then Yachal Yum Mufar Mutha, maybe it's Mufar works. Tamad Lomer, Isha Yikiman of Isha Friend of the husband's one who can uphold it or not. Divrabi Yosha, Yonah said Omer, Masina Machomakam Shluchashal de Kamoso. You find in all places Shluchashal de Kamoso, and therefore he does have the ability to go ahead and revoke the vows of the wife. Amar Le Rav Ilish Le Rava, Rav Ilish says to Rava, Omer La Avdov, somebody says to his Evid Kanani, save a shawl in Pura, so you're going to be borrowed along with my cow. Ma, what's going to be the din in such a case? So there's a Gemara, Tibai Laman Damit Shul Shalom Kamoso, Tibai Laman Damit Shul Shalom Eno Kamoso, Machlokas for both of them. Tibai Laman Damit Shul Shalom Kamoso, Hani Mili Shliach. This is talking about a Shliach, a Yid, the Bar Mitzvah, Aval Evid La Bar Mitzvah, he's not a part of the Mitzvah, and lo. Then this doesn't work over here. And even this would be, even this opinion would say that a slave can't start the p'tor by working, by serving, working for the borrower as a shliach or delma, or maybe he can start it could cause the p'tor by working as a borrower before his owner, because I feel a man damer ain't shluch shodim kamoso, hani mili shliach, aval evid, when it comes to an evid, yad evid ki yad rabadam, So therefore, maybe a slave's working for the bar is enough to the owner of the barred cow to doing so make him that he's going to be potter. Amarlei, mistabe yad evid biyad kiyad rabadami. It is like at the hand of the Rav, and therefore we say it's like he's working, and therefore it's going to be potter. Boy Rami Bar Chama, bal b'nichse ishto, in reference to a wife's nichse melug, is a husband, Shoel, peep, turn the page, Sadi Vavim base, Shoel Havi or Socher Havi. How do we look at the husband? Is he looked at like a borrower? Is he looked at like a renter? Fascinating question over here. Right, the Gemara is now saying that Rabbi Berchama is asking whether a person is chayev, if an animal from his wife's property, his Nechse Meluk property, was in a honest type of situation. Amarava, lefum chorfa shabeshta. Because of his quickness of mind, Rabbi Chama made a mistake. Manavshach. E sholavi, if you want to say that the husband is like a shoel, like a borrower, she'elu b'baylim he. And this is a regular case of borrowing with the owner. Meaning over here, the wife, with the owner being in the working for, the wife, if you're working for the borrower at the time of the loan. So the husband is going to be potter for having to pay for something that happens, even if he's considered a borrower. Isachar avir, if he's a sacher, then schiros v'bailami. This is considered schiros, a regular case of rental with the owner, meaning with the wife, being in the renter's work, like service, when it all happened, and that person is going to be potter from everything if such a thing happens. So the husband can't be chayev, regardless of what his status would be, by the nechse melug, there's no practical difference whether it's considered borrowing or it's considered that he's renting. Ella kikam ribayile. So when Rabbi Chama is asking about this husband's status, what it is, the agar mina parvahadin esavur. The man rented a cow from the woman while she wasn't yet married, and then afterwards he married her. Shol havi osochav. What's he considered? A borrower? Or is he considered like a renter? Shol havi. Maybe we'll say that. V'asi she'ela b'baylim. And maybe the husband is now considered like a borrower. And that now when he goes and he borrows, she'ela b'baylim is with the owner. And mafkas chirus shalo b'baylim. It knocks out the original renting, which was with the owner, who's not considered like they are working for them at the time of the rental, and therefore the husband's not going to be chayev for something that happens. So Dilma so chavi, maybe the husband's considered like a renter. Oschiris kid the kaima, and the original rental is what it is. Right, it holds up to where it was, and if so, then the husband is going to stay chayev. it'll be chayav such a case, right? Only for things that are, onus. Umay shna, the Gemara said, now hold on 1 second. Umay shna, the ishol hava. What does it matter if the husband is considered like a shol, like a borrower? The asi she'ilu b'baylim, then such a matzav. Just the borrowing itself, which is with the owner, and is coming, and what does it do? Mafkas schir shol b'baylim. Knocks out the original renting with the owner who was not in the service at the time. Therefore, it's going to be pater from Bechiev for anything that's going to happen, right? Pater's husband. And e socher namiava, even if we would say that he's like a renter, he's not going to be off because tesi schiris babailim and tepuk schiris shalom babailim. Let's say that this new renting with it, which is with the owner working for the renter, let that come and knock out the original renting, which the owner was not working over there. So the Gemara says, Eliki komi boiler, remember Bechama, but exactly what was the question I'm asking? Kagon, the agra ihi para ma'alma, in a case where the woman rented a cow from someone else when she was still single, v'hadar naspa, and then after that got married. V'aliba the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanon da'amri, according to the rabbis who said about someone who rented a cow and then lent it to someone else, Shoel Meshalem Masocha, the borrower pays the damages to the renter. If the animal dies, naturally. And Loti Boilach, you don't have to say, Devade She'ela B'Bailami. This is a case of borrowing with the owner, and the borrowers were early service working. Kiti Boilach, so where's the question? Leave Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, is the question. Da Amar. The value of the cow should be go back to the original owner. He says the borrower's chiyuv goes to the animal's owner. In this case, then, in the rabbi's case, the husband's achrayus goes to the owner who wasn't working for the husband at the time of the loan. My, right, so my, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chama is saying, what's going to be the din in such a case? Shol Avi, the husband considered like a Shoel. Osochar is considered like a Socher, who's not going to be Chayav for such a case. Amar Rava, Rava said about the same log, Baal lo Shoel, lo Shol Avi, lo Socher Avi. A husband, you're not considered like a borrower or like someone who rents. Ella lo Keach Avi, considered like a buyer. Like a buyer. Interesting. Ba'al lo shol, aviv lo shokech, but lo kech, aviv is considered like a buyer, and therefore going to be pater from any like a neighbor of Veda, any major things. Let's first look at Be'usha eskine, set up an usha. Ha'isha shamacha b'nechse b'log b'chaya b'ayla. If a woman sold her nechse b'log in her husband's lifetime, Mesa, and then she dies. I mean, the rights of the husband would have yarshened her maluk property if she wouldn't have sold it. But now, when she dies, a baal motzer lekuchos, the husband will take it from the lekuchos from the third party. Rav says alma ain la rishus limkor. She never just sell to who have a lekach rishon. He's considered the lekach rishon. By Rama Bar Chama, Rama Bar Chama comes and asks the kashe. Baal b'nichse ishto mi ma'al. Let's say a husband, he acquires the stuff in the rights of his wife's property. And what happens if baal b'nichse ishto mi ma'al? He does some sort of meili, gets some sort of hana from it. Yeah. It was part of it. It was something that's like kadosh. Amar Rav Aman limo. Who could we say did Mila? Limo Baal? You want to say that the husband did Mila here? Yeah, Mila. He had no idea what's going on over here. The Hetera Nicha laid the Likne. While it makes sense to him to acquire the mutter stuff and his wife's thing, Yisur Lo Nicha laid the Likne. It's not worth for him to go and accept things that are usher, like Hektish. So because the husband doesn't want to acquire the control of the Usser coins, you can't say that he did Mi'ila. Tim Al-I, is it the wife who's looked upon that she did Me'ilah? Interesting question. And for the Gemara, what are you talking about? That Teranami lo nichala delikne. She's the one who wants her husband to acquire things that are mutter. Rashi says Ela al kachach tiknu l'chachamim. It's not, the wife is not going to willingly give up even things that are mutter things from her Yerusha for her husband, right? The husband's right to use the stuff from the properties of the wife is only the rabbanan doing a thing without her wanting to do it. So nim'alu bezin, is it the bezin? Are they the ones going to be chai for what happened there? Ki of the rabbanan takanta v'amur ba lokechavi le'tera. The Sir Lov Rabbanatakana says, no, they only did it for a heter, not for things mutter, not for the aser. So Bezin didn't give over control of these coins that are muktash, hector's coins to the husband, because if you do that, then you're over the iser itself of Me'ilah. Ella Amarava. Rava said that really, if the coins weren't your touch, the husband doesn't acquire them, and there's no act of Me'ilah that's here. Baal mal kshiyotze. The husband is going to be chayiv when he takes his stuff for the coins, when he actually goes and kshiyotze means when they leave his possession, when he uses them. That's going to be a bit of a problem. Midid havi amotzi mos hekter shtchulin. Just like the case of any person who takes off hektish to make it chulin. Vaiter, kachash basar machmas malacha. If an animal became weak because of the machmas malacha, because of the work it was doing, which it was, you know, borrowed, my, what's going to be the din? Am I going to be chai for borrowing for something that happens over here? Amaleh hu merabanan v'rav chilke b'drav avyashmei mechlav v'chimesa machmas malacha. It comes out by, you know, mashmos, when you're asking that if the animal died because it was weak, then Mechayev, the owner, is he, where are we? Mechal dechi meisa machmas malacha, Mechayev, name alav l'ukmi, bechilta she'ilsa. We just said that the borrower is going to be chayev, but even in such a matzav, let the borrower just say to the owner, I didn't borrow your animal to place it permanently in your place. Ella, I'm a Rava, says Rava, hold the door over here. Come on, man. It says Rava, lo mi bai kachash basa machmas malacha. We don't even have to say that if the animal became weak because of the work, the potter, that the bar is going to be potter from Chiyuv. Ella filo meis machmas malacha, it's not going to be potter, still going to be potter. The amale lav lo kwen bechilta, shelta. You can say the owner, I didn't borrow your animal to put it, you know, forever and just hold on to it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.